Steve Jobs. By Walter Isaacson. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Steve Jobs, written by Walter Isaacson, is a biography of the late Apple co-founder and CEO Steve Jobs. The book chronicles Jobs' life from his birth in 1955 to his death in 2011. It covers his early years, his time at Apple, his return to Apple in 1997, and his final years as CEO. It also looks at his personal life, his relationships with family and friends, and his impact on the technology industry. The book begins with Jobs' childhood and his early years at Apple. It looks at his relationship with Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, and how they worked together to create the first Apple computer. It also looks at Jobs' vision for the company and how he pushed it to become the world's most valuable technology company. The book then looks at Jobs' return to Apple in 1997 and his subsequent transformation of the company. It looks at his focus on design and how he pushed Apple to create products that were both beautiful and functional. It also looks at his leadership style and how he was able to inspire and motivate his employees. The book also looks at Jobs' personal life and his relationships with family and friends. It looks at his marriage to Lorene Powell and his children, and his relationships with his sister Mona Simpson and his biological father, Abdul Fattah Jandali. It also looks at his friendships with people like Bill Gates and Steve Wozniak. Finally, the book looks at Jobs' impact on the technology industry and how he changed the way people interact with technology. It looks at his legacy and how he will be remembered for his contributions to the industry. Steve Jobs is an in-depth look at the life and legacy of one of the most influential figures in the technology industry. It is a must-read for anyone interested in the history of technology and the life of Steve Jobs. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Steve Jobs was a brilliant innovator and entrepreneur. He was the co-founder of Apple, and his vision and leadership helped to revolutionize the personal computer, music, and mobile phone industries. Steve Jobs was a brilliant innovator and entrepreneur. He was the co-founder of Apple, and his vision and leadership helped to revolutionize the personal computer, music, and mobile phone industries. Jobs was a master of product design and marketing, and his passion for perfection and relentless drive to make products that were both beautiful and functional made him a legendary figure in the tech world. He was also a pioneer in the use of digital media, and his influence on the development of the iPod, iPhone, and iPad is still felt today. Jobs was a visionary who saw the potential of technology to change the world, and his legacy will continue to inspire generations of innovators. Jobs was a passionate leader who pushed his teams to think differently and to strive for excellence. He was a demanding boss, but he also had a deep respect for the creative process and encouraged his employees to take risks and to think outside the box. He was a master of persuasion, and his ability to convince people to believe in his vision was unparalleled. He was also a master of storytelling, and his famous product launches were legendary for their ability to captivate audiences and to create a sense of anticipation and excitement. Steve Jobs was a brilliant innovator and entrepreneur who changed the world with his vision and leadership. His legacy will continue to inspire generations of innovators, and his influence on the development of technology will be felt for years to come. Main idea number 2. Jobs was a complex and often difficult person. He was driven by a relentless perfectionism and a desire to control every aspect of his products, and he could be both inspiring and intimidating to those around him. Steve Jobs was a complex and often difficult person. He was driven by a relentless perfectionism and a desire to control every aspect of his products. This made him both inspiring and intimidating to those around him. He was a visionary who pushed the boundaries of what was possible, and he was uncompromising in his pursuit of excellence. He was also known for his mercurial temper and his tendency to be demanding and exacting of those around him. He was a leader who inspired loyalty and dedication from his team, but he could also be difficult to work with. He was a man of strong opinions and convictions, and he was not afraid to express them. He was a man of great passion and creativity, and he was determined to make his mark on the world. Jobs was a complex and often difficult person, but he was also a man of great vision and ambition. He was a leader who could inspire and motivate those around him, and he was a man of great passion and creativity. He was determined to make his mark on the world, and he was willing to push the boundaries of what was possible. He was uncompromising in his pursuit of excellence, and he was not afraid to express his opinions and convictions. He was a man who could be both inspiring and intimidating, and he was a leader who could inspire loyalty and dedication from his team. Main idea number 3. Jobs was a master of marketing and branding. He understood the importance of creating a powerful brand identity and was able to use it to create a devoted following for Apple products. Steve Jobs was a master of marketing and branding. He understood the power of creating a strong brand identity and used it to build a devoted following for Apple products. He was a master of creating a story around Apple products, making them seem like something special and desirable. He was also a master of creating a sense of anticipation and excitement around product launches, making them into events that people looked forward to. He was also a master of creating a sense of exclusivity around Apple products, making them seem like something that only the most discerning and sophisticated people could own. He was also a master of creating a sense of loyalty among Apple customers, making them feel like they were part of something special and exclusive. Jobs was also a master of using the media to create buzz around Apple products. He was a master of using the press to create a sense of anticipation and excitement around product launches. He was also a master of using the press to create a sense of exclusivity around Apple products, making them seem like something that only the most discerning and sophisticated people could own. He was also a master of using the press to create a sense of loyalty among Apple customers, making them feel like they were part of something special and exclusive. Jobs was a master of creating a powerful brand identity for Apple products. He was a master of creating a story around Apple products, making them seem like something special and desirable. He was also a master of creating a sense of anticipation and excitement around product launches, making them into events that people looked forward to. He was also a master of creating a sense of exclusivity around Apple products, making them seem like something that only the most discerning and sophisticated people could own. He was also a master of creating a sense of loyalty among Apple customers, making them feel like they were part of something special and exclusive. Main idea number 4. Jobs was a pioneer in the use of technology. He was an early adopter of personal computers and was instrumental in the development of the graphical user interface. Steve Jobs was a pioneer in the use of technology. He was an early adopter of personal computers and was instrumental in the development of the graphical user interface. Jobs was a visionary when it came to technology, and he was always looking for ways to make computers more user-friendly and accessible to the masses. He was the first to recognize the potential of the personal computer and the importance of the graphical user interface. He was also the first to recognize the potential of the internet and the importance of connecting people around the world. Jobs was a leader in the development of the personal computer, and he was the driving force behind the development of the Macintosh computer. He was also the driving force behind the development of the iPod, iPhone, and iPad. He was a pioneer in the use of technology, and he was always looking for ways to make technology more accessible and user-friendly. He was a visionary when it came to technology, and he was always looking for ways to make computers more user-friendly and accessible to the masses. Jobs was a pioneer in the use of technology, and he was always looking for ways to make technology more accessible and user-friendly. He was a leader in the development of the personal computer, and he was the driving force behind the development of the Macintosh computer. He was also the driving force behind the development of the iPod, iPhone, and iPad. He was a visionary when it came to technology, and he was always looking for ways to make computers more user-friendly and accessible to the masses. Main idea number 5. Jobs was a visionary leader. He had a clear vision for the future of technology and was able to inspire and motivate his team to bring his ideas to life. Steve Jobs was a visionary leader. He had a clear vision for the future of technology and was able to articulate it in a way that inspired and motivated his team. He was a master of innovation, pushing the boundaries of what was possible and creating products that changed the world. He was also a master of persuasion, able to convince people to believe in his vision and to join him in his mission. He was a leader who was able to bring together the best minds in the industry and create something truly remarkable. Jobs was a leader who was not afraid to take risks and challenge the status quo. He was willing to take risks and push the boundaries of what was possible. He was also a leader who was able to recognize and nurture talent, creating an environment where creativity and innovation could thrive. He was a leader who was able to bring together the best minds in the industry and create something truly remarkable. Jobs was a leader who was able to inspire and motivate his team to bring his ideas to life. He was a leader who was able to recognize and nurture talent, creating an environment where creativity and innovation could thrive. He was a leader who was able to bring together the best minds in the industry and create something truly remarkable. He was a leader who was able to inspire and motivate his team to bring his ideas to life and create products that changed the world. Main idea number 6. Jobs was a risk taker. He was willing to take risks and make bold decisions, even when they seemed counterintuitive or risky. Steve Jobs was a risk taker. He was not afraid to make bold decisions, even when they seemed counterintuitive or risky. He was willing to take risks and make decisions that could potentially lead to great success or great failure. He was not afraid to fail, and he was not afraid to take risks that could potentially lead to great success. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. Jobs was not afraid to take risks and make decisions that could potentially lead to great success or great failure. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. Jobs was a risk taker, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards or great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. Jobs was a risk taker, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards or great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. Jobs was a risk taker, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards or great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. He was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great rewards, and he was willing to take risks that could potentially lead to great losses. Main idea number 7. Jobs was a perfectionist. He was obsessed with details and was unwilling to compromise on quality, even when it meant delays or cost overruns. Steve Jobs was a perfectionist in every sense of the word. He was obsessed with details and was unwilling to compromise on quality, even when it meant delays or cost overruns. He was known to spend hours poring over the smallest details of a product, from the design of the circuit board to the font used in the user interface. He was also known to be a demanding boss, pushing his team to the limits to achieve the highest level of quality. Jobs was also known to be a perfectionist when it came to the presentation of his products. He was known to spend hours rehearsing for product launches, making sure that every detail was perfect. He was also known to be a perfectionist when it came to the design of Apple stores, insisting on the highest level of craftsmanship and design. Jobs' perfectionism was both a blessing and a curse. On the one hand, it enabled him to create products that were truly revolutionary and of the highest quality. On the other hand, it could be a source of frustration for his team, as he was often unwilling to compromise on quality or deadlines. Main idea number 8. Jobs was a master negotiator. He was able to use his charisma and negotiating skills to get the best deals for Apple. Steve Jobs was a master negotiator. He had an uncanny ability to get the best deals for Apple, often by using his charisma and negotiating skills. He was able to persuade people to do things they wouldn't normally do, and he was able to get the best prices for Apple's products and services. He was also able to negotiate with suppliers and partners to get the best terms for Apple. He was a master at getting the most out of any deal he was involved in. Jobs was also a master at reading people and understanding their motivations. He was able to use this knowledge to his advantage in negotiations. He was able to anticipate the other party's needs and wants, and he was able to use this knowledge to get the best deal for Apple. He was also able to use his charm and charisma to get people to do things they wouldn't normally do. He was able to use his negotiating skills to get the best deals for Apple, often at the expense of the other party. Jobs was also a master at using the media to his advantage. He was able to use the media to create a buzz around Apple and its products, which often helped him in negotiations. He was also able to use the media to create a sense of urgency, which often helped him to get the best deals. He was also able to use the media to create a sense of excitement and anticipation, which often helped him to get the best deals. Jobs was a master negotiator and he was able to use his skills to get the best deals for Apple. He was able to use his charm and charisma to get people to do things they wouldn't normally do, and he was able to use the media to create a buzz around Apple and its products. He was also able to use his knowledge of people and their motivations to get the best deals for Apple. He was a master negotiator and he was able to use his skills to get the best deals for Apple. Main idea number 9. Jobs was a passionate advocate for the customer. He believed that the customer should always come first and was willing to go to great lengths to ensure that Apple products were the best they could be. Steve Jobs was a passionate advocate for the customer. He believed that the customer should always come first and was willing to go to great lengths to ensure that Apple products were the best they could be. He was known for his attention to detail and his insistence on perfection, and he was relentless in his pursuit of excellence. He was also known for his willingness to listen to customer feedback and to make changes to products based on that feedback. He was passionate about creating products that were not only functional, but also aesthetically pleasing. He wanted to create products that people would love to use and that would make their lives easier. He was also passionate about creating a customer experience that was second to none, and he was willing to invest in customer service and support to ensure that customers were satisfied with their purchases. Jobs was also a strong believer in the power of innovation. He was constantly pushing the boundaries of what was possible and was always looking for ways to make Apple products better. He was willing to take risks and to try new things, and he was not afraid to fail. He was also willing to invest in research and development to ensure that Apple products stayed ahead of the competition. He was passionate about creating products that were not only functional, but also revolutionary. He wanted to create products that would change the way people lived and worked. Jobs was a passionate advocate for the customer, and his commitment to excellence and innovation helped to make Apple one of the most successful companies in the world. He was a visionary leader who was willing to take risks and to push the boundaries of what was possible. He was passionate about creating products that people would love to use and that would make their lives easier. He was also passionate about creating a customer experience that was second to none, and he was willing to invest in customer service and support to ensure that customers were satisfied with their purchases. Main idea number 10. Jobs was a creative thinker. He was able to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions to problems. Steve Jobs was a creative thinker who was able to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions to problems. He was a master of connecting the dots, taking seemingly unrelated ideas and combining them to create something new and revolutionary. He was also a master of simplifying complex ideas and making them accessible to the masses. He was able to take a complex problem and break it down into its component parts, then recombine them in a way that made sense and was easy to understand. He was also a master of visualizing the future, seeing the potential of a product or service before anyone else did. He was able to take a concept and turn it into a reality, oftentimes creating something that had never been seen before. He was a visionary who was able to see the potential of technology and use it to create products that changed the world. Jobs was also a master of persuasion, able to convince people to believe in his vision and follow him on his journey. He was able to inspire people to take risks and push the boundaries of what was possible. He was able to rally people around a common cause and motivate them to work together to achieve a common goal. He was a leader who was able to bring out the best in people and get them to work together to create something amazing. He was a master of communication, able to articulate his ideas in a way that was both inspiring and understandable. He was able to take complex ideas and make them accessible to the masses, inspiring them to take action and make a difference. Main idea number 11. Jobs was a master of design. He was able to create products that were both aesthetically pleasing and highly functional. Steve Jobs was a master of design. He had an eye for detail and a knack for creating products that were both aesthetically pleasing and highly functional. He was able to take complex ideas and distill them into simple, elegant designs that were easy to use and understand. He was also able to create products that were both visually appealing and technologically advanced. He was a master of design in every sense of the word. Jobs was able to create products that were both aesthetically pleasing and highly functional. He was able to take complex ideas and distill them into simple, elegant designs that were easy to use and understand. He was also able to create products that were both visually appealing and technologically advanced. He was a master of design in every sense of the word. Jobs was able to create products that were both aesthetically pleasing and highly functional. He was able to take complex ideas and distill them into simple, elegant designs that were easy to use and understand. He was also able to create products that were both visually appealing and technologically advanced. He was a master of design in every sense of the word. Jobs was able to create products that were both aesthetically pleasing and highly functional. He was able to take complex ideas and distill them into simple, elegant designs that were easy to use and understand. He was also able to create products that were both visually appealing and technologically advanced. He was a master of design in every sense of the word. Jobs was a master of design in every sense of the word. He was able to take complex ideas and distill them into simple, elegant designs that were easy to use and understand. He was also able to create products that were both aesthetically pleasing and highly functional. He was able to create products that were both visually appealing and technologically advanced. He was a master of design in every sense of the word. Main idea number 12. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of technology. He believed that technology could be used to improve people's lives and was willing to invest heavily in research and development. Steve Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of technology. He saw technology as a tool to improve people's lives and was willing to invest heavily in research and development to make this a reality. He was a visionary who understood the potential of technology to revolutionize the way we live and work. He was also a risk-taker, willing to take chances on new ideas and technologies that could potentially revolutionize the world. He was a leader who inspired others to think differently and to push the boundaries of what was possible. He was a pioneer who helped to create the modern digital age. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of technology and its potential to make the world a better place. Main idea number 13. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of collaboration. He believed that the best ideas come from collaboration and was willing to bring together the best minds to work on projects. Steve Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of collaboration. He believed that the best ideas come from collaboration and was willing to bring together the best minds to work on projects. He was known for his ability to bring together people from different backgrounds and disciplines to work together on a common goal. He was also known for his ability to inspire and motivate people to work together to create something great. He was a master at creating an environment where people could work together to create something that was greater than the sum of its parts. Jobs was also a firm believer in the power of communication. He believed that communication was essential to successful collaboration and was willing to invest time and energy into making sure that everyone was on the same page. He was known for his ability to listen to different perspectives and to bring out the best in people. He was also known for his ability to bring out the best in people by creating an atmosphere of trust and respect. Jobs was a visionary who understood the importance of collaboration and communication. He was willing to take risks and to invest in people and ideas that he believed in. He was a leader who was able to bring out the best in people and to create something that was greater than the sum of its parts. He was a passionate believer in the power of collaboration and was willing to bring together the best minds to work on projects. Main idea number 14. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of simplicity. He believed that the best products are those that are simple and intuitive to use. Steve Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of simplicity. He believed that the best products are those that are simple and intuitive to use. He was a firm believer in the idea that less is more, and that the best products are those that are stripped down to their essential elements. He was also a firm believer in the idea that the user experience should be as intuitive and effortless as possible. He believed that the user should be able to pick up a product and immediately understand how to use it without having to read a manual or take a tutorial. He was a firm believer in the idea that the user should be able to use a product without having to think too much about it. Jobs was also a firm believer in the idea that the user interface should be as simple and intuitive as possible. He believed that the user should be able to pick up a product and immediately understand how to use it without having to read a manual or take a tutorial. He was a firm believer in the idea that the user should be able to use a product without having to think too much about it. He was also a firm believer in the idea that the user interface should be as simple and intuitive as possible, and that the user should be able to use a product without having to think too much about it. Jobs was also a firm believer in the idea that the user interface should be as simple and intuitive as possible, and that the user should be able to use a product without having to think too much about it. He was also a firm believer in the idea that the user interface should be designed in such a way that it is easy to use and understand. He believed that the user should be able to pick up a product and immediately understand how to use it without having to read a manual or take a tutorial. Main idea number 15. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of storytelling. He believed that stories can be used to create powerful emotional connections with customers. Steve Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of storytelling. He believed that stories could be used to create powerful emotional connections with customers. He believed that stories could be used to explain complex ideas in a way that was easy to understand and remember. He believed that stories could be used to inspire people to take action and to make a difference. He believed that stories could be used to create a sense of belonging and to build relationships. Jobs was a master storyteller himself, and he used stories to explain his vision for Apple and to motivate his team. He was known for his ability to weave together stories, metaphors, and analogies to make his points. He used stories to explain why Apple products were different and why they mattered. He used stories to explain why Apple was different from other companies and why it was important to stay true to its core values. Jobs believed that stories could be used to create a powerful emotional connection with customers. He believed that stories could be used to make customers feel like they were part of something bigger than themselves. He believed that stories could be used to make customers feel like they were part of a community and that they belonged. He believed that stories could be used to make customers feel like they were part of a movement and that they were making a difference. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of storytelling. He believed that stories could be used to create powerful emotional connections with customers and to inspire them to take action. He believed that stories could be used to explain complex ideas in a way that was easy to understand and remember. He believed that stories could be used to create a sense of belonging and to build relationships. He believed that stories could be used to make customers feel like they were part of something bigger than themselves and that they were making a difference. Main idea number 16. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of education. He believed that education was the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in educational initiatives. Steve Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of education. He saw education as the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in educational initiatives. He was a strong advocate for the use of technology in the classroom, believing that it could help students learn more effectively and efficiently. He also believed that technology could help bridge the gap between the haves and the have-nots, providing access to educational opportunities to those who may not have had them otherwise. He was a firm believer in the power of education to change lives and to create a better future for everyone. Jobs was a strong supporter of the use of technology in the classroom, believing that it could help students learn more effectively and efficiently. He was also a strong advocate for the use of technology to bridge the gap between the haves and the have-nots, providing access to educational opportunities to those who may not have had them otherwise. He was a firm believer in the power of education to change lives and to create a better future for everyone. Jobs was a strong believer in the power of education to create a better future for everyone. He was willing to invest in educational initiatives, believing that they could help students learn more effectively and efficiently. He was also a strong advocate for the use of technology to bridge the gap between the haves and the have-nots, providing access to educational opportunities to those who may not have had them otherwise. He was a passionate believer in the power of education to change lives and to create a better future for everyone. Main idea number 17. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of creativity. He believed that creativity was the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in creative initiatives. Steve Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of creativity. He saw creativity as the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in creative initiatives. He was a firm believer in the idea that creativity could be used to solve problems, create new products, and revolutionize industries. He was also a firm believer in the idea that creativity could be used to inspire and motivate people. He believed that creativity was the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in creative initiatives. Jobs was a firm believer in the idea that creativity could be used to create something new and unique. He was willing to take risks and invest in creative ideas, even if they seemed risky or unconventional. He was also willing to invest in creative people, believing that they could bring something new and unique to the table. He was a firm believer in the idea that creativity could be used to create something new and unique, and he was willing to invest in creative initiatives. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of creativity and was willing to invest in creative initiatives. He was a firm believer in the idea that creativity could be used to solve problems, create new products, and revolutionize industries. He was also a firm believer in the idea that creativity could be used to inspire and motivate people. He was willing to take risks and invest in creative ideas, even if they seemed risky or unconventional. He was a passionate believer in the power of creativity and was willing to invest in creative initiatives. Main idea number 18. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of passion. He believed that passion was the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in passionate people. Steve Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of passion. He believed that passion was the key to unlocking the potential of technology, and he was willing to invest in passionate people. He was known for his ability to spot talent and potential in people, and he was willing to take risks on those who had the drive and enthusiasm to make something great. He was also known for his ability to inspire and motivate those around him, and he was able to bring out the best in people by tapping into their passions. Jobs was a firm believer in the idea that passion was the driving force behind innovation and progress. He was always looking for people who had the same enthusiasm and drive that he had, and he was willing to invest in them and their ideas. He was also willing to take risks on those who had the potential to make something great, and he was able to bring out the best in people by tapping into their passions. He was a firm believer in the idea that passion was the key to unlocking the potential of technology, and he was willing to invest in passionate people. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of passion, and he was willing to invest in passionate people. He was able to bring out the best in people by tapping into their passions, and he was always looking for people who had the same enthusiasm and drive that he had. He was willing to take risks on those who had the potential to make something great, and he was able to inspire and motivate those around him. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of passion, and he was willing to invest in passionate people in order to unlock the potential of technology. Main idea number 19. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of hard work. He believed that hard work was the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in hardworking people. Steve Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of hard work. He believed that hard work was the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in hardworking people. He was a firm believer in the idea that if you put in the effort, you can achieve great things. He was known for pushing his employees to work hard and to strive for excellence. He was also known for his relentless pursuit of perfection, and he expected the same from his employees. He was a firm believer in the idea that hard work pays off, and he was willing to invest in those who were willing to put in the effort. Jobs was also known for his commitment to innovation. He was always looking for ways to push the boundaries of technology and to create something new. He was willing to take risks and to invest in ideas that had the potential to revolutionize the industry. He was also willing to invest in people who had the same passion and drive as he did. He was a firm believer in the idea that hard work and dedication can lead to great things, and he was willing to invest in those who shared his vision. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of hard work, and he was willing to invest in those who shared his vision. He was a firm believer in the idea that hard work and dedication can lead to great things, and he was willing to invest in those who were willing to put in the effort. He was a firm believer in the idea that if you put in the effort, you can achieve great things, and he was willing to invest in those who shared his vision. Main idea number 20. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of dreams. He believed that dreams were the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in dreamers. Steve Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of dreams. He believed that dreams were the key to unlocking the potential of technology and was willing to invest in dreamers. He was a firm believer that technology could be used to make the world a better place, and he was willing to take risks to make that happen. He was also a firm believer in the power of collaboration, and he was willing to bring together people from different backgrounds and disciplines to work together to make something great. He was a visionary who saw the potential of technology and was willing to invest in it to make it a reality. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of creativity and innovation. He was willing to take risks and push boundaries to create something new and different. He was also a firm believer in the power of collaboration and was willing to bring together people from different backgrounds and disciplines to work together to make something great. He was a leader who was willing to take risks and push boundaries to make something great. Jobs was a passionate believer in the power of technology to make the world a better place. He was willing to invest in dreamers and take risks to make that happen. He was also a firm believer in the power of collaboration and was willing to bring together people from different backgrounds and disciplines to work together to make something great. He was a visionary who saw the potential of technology and was willing to invest in it to make it a reality.